it's 7 after the hour. We have Wednesday working for us, July 3rd. So, see if I can hold this together.
What's going on?
Well, you may remember this once I tell you.
Oh, it's their year anniversary.
Yep.
I didn't realize it had been a year.
Right
until
now?
I heard you talking about it yesterday, but this was the anniversary of the passing of one of your dearest friends, Edgar.
Yep. And I'm, I still wonder. I guess I just, I've spent the last hour or so, I guess it started last night. Those of us who have had friends, I was just actually thinking about this, excuse me, a few minutes ago, talking about Zimmerman's, George Zimmerman's best friend taking the stand yesterday. Mm-hmm. And what would have happened if I were ever accused of murder and Edgar was on the stand?
What would he say, do you think?
Isn't it funny how we project ourselves into some of the silliest circumstances just to sort of maybe just get through, negotiate our way through the stuff that's in our mind. I was never... It was interesting because I was thinking about this last night, too. People that I've lost in my life, and we all have your grandparents, for example, Jennifer. I'm sure they would come first to you thinking about the loss that you have experienced, given the fact that they were so important to you as you grew up.
Right.
And we have these figures. I had these figures. They weren't my parents, but they were other people, and they were the people responsible for me developing into the person that I've become in terms of the animals, the farms that were around here that I grew up on and worked on. Now, excuse me, I'm fortunate enough to own and try to save. And so I've got that relationship with you, Jennifer, because I know you and your family's history. Kenny, I can't say that I have that with you. Ken Kessler is here with Jennifer Horn and me on the Good Day program. Richie, by the way, off today. He had his treatment yesterday. And I actually sent him an email a couple of times, and he didn't respond to either one of them, which is very unlike him. So I don't know what that means.
He put up an update yesterday, actually, and said that he looked really tired in his picture, and he said, but don't worry, it's just because I'm tired.
Yeah. No.
But he said that he felt better. His wife took him out for Chinese food afterwards, and then he went home. He was planning on resting, and he said he's still doing okay, just tired because he hadn't slept over the last few nights.
Yep. Right, I think that's what it is. He looks tired, sounds tired, feels tired.
But what was really interesting is he put a picture up, and he's got his cold caps on, which are those caps that are
you
freeze
them
in dry. You put them in dry ice. He said he had to have three of them because he had to keep switching them out, which I thought was cute. So he's trying those.
Yeah, trying that out. So anyway, and that even more gets me to thinking about the realities of life. And not in a morbid, but really thinking about Edgar and his life, really happy that this guy was here with me. There's this old business that some of you, a theory, if you will, train of thought, that is about what God or infinite intelligence or the force, whatever term you want to use to wrap yourself around the energy that is creative and responsible for creation, at least in my estimation. You can believe what you want to believe. That's what I believe. And so when Edgar came to me, I can see the two of them. He and Georgette were looking for a place just like this. Their children were in a school nearby, and they wanted to find a work here. And I remember him appearing and what his attitude was. He actually never spoke to me. Georgette, who became his wife at a ceremony that took place here on this farm, but he'd been with her a number of years, did the speaking, did the talking. He just looked around and started to go to work, kind of fiddling and fuddling with things that needed to be fixed. So it was, I sent this email out at the exact time that the police officer came into the house to tell me that he was dead. I had just been on the air for the past hour. Meredith was just sort of stirring. And as this reality is the police officer stood in the door, and I knew the police officer because he's a neighbor. And I figured the cows were out. The cows, it happens. Yesterday was a police officer down here. I don't know what he was doing. But they come down, they look around, and make sure everything's okay, and that's great. So he said to me, Edgar had passed. And I didn't, I heard that. And I, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what, and then he said, no, he shook his head. He said, no, Edgar's dead. And I think I came back in here, and I'm not sure, I think you were
gone. I was already, when I came in and sat down in the morning, you were gone already.
Well, it was
and Michael just tells me Edgar died, and I was like, I mean, I was in shock, just as, probably not as much as you, obviously, but it was
Edgar used to come in here every morning, and we'd talk about what was going on the farm. And
he'd come on the air with us.
And he'd come on the air, and we'd tell stories. Anyway, so the email that I sent to the people who are important in my life, including Georgette and Meredith and my children, basically reflects on how, first of all, it doesn't seem, like, think about this, a year ago, what's happened in a year? What time measurement, this thing that we call a year, what is that all about? The fact that we have, in a way, we've grown, we've changed, and that's sort of what I reflect upon in the note that I sent to these people, as mystifying as it is that he chose to go when he did the way he did. Georgette certainly doesn't understand it. I don't. But it required all of us here to change the way we deal with the future of the farm, our futures in general. Edgar was a great teacher. Who in your life can you say, whether it be a parent, a grandparent, a friend, somebody you worked with, all of us have had teachers along the way. Edgar had an extraordinary sense of humor. He was, in his own way, perhaps the most moral man that I have ever known. And he was very practical, too, about stuff. He and I only had one tussle in the years that we were together, and he was right and I was wrong. As we sort of, you see at DougStephan.com and other places, this crowd fund, help work and save the farm, work on this. I'm hoping that as this was his dream, he worked very hard to help me do this, create this oasis in a place where you would never expect. People are in awe that we have created what we have in a place like we have, because there just are not farms around here that have survived. There aren't. And so it was through him and some of the things that he wanted to do and the way he wanted to do them, but mostly how he treated the people, how he treated the animals, and the way he allowed all of us to be ourselves around him, because he was so comfortable in his skin. He was. He was not daunted by anybody or anything. This was Edgar. This is how he defined his life. Now, here's a guy who had a college degree in engineering from Penn State. And he decided he didn't want to be, he didn't want to live his life the way everybody expected him to, or the way society would have said, okay, you've got this education, this experience, you do this. Instead, on the day he graduated from college, he got in a canoe, and he canoed down the Mississippi River by himself.
That's cool.
For a week. And then he set out about the business of doing what he wanted to do and doing what he did well. So, and he ended up here and spent the...
And you were lucky.
I was... what, is it luck or is it part of...
Fate.
What, yeah, I mean, even fate isn't the right word. Is it? It's the way... It's that force, again, putting people together. I was destined to create this farm as a sanctuary for these animals, as a way for people to look at how the food system develops, at least as far as it pertains to this side of the food system. And I believe that's where we're going now. So I think that in my efforts, or all of our efforts to save the farm, it is about Edgar that sort of the energy is built. We built it upon him and what he did, and then keep it going. So, at any rate, that's my way as I can to express my feelings about something. And I said to somebody last night, Edgar's death affected me more than the death of pretty much anybody that I've ever known.
That at least in the time I've known you, I've been affected.
My father dying, you know, it was time for him to go. in a sense. It would have been nice if he could have lived beyond his 91 years, but he'd had enough.
I think you start expecting it with some people, but yeah. With Edgar, I mean, he was, you know, seemingly a healthy, strapping guy who was out working every day, and you didn't, well, Edgar's, you know, he's not that old.
His lesson, he was the same age as I am. He's a month older than I am. And his expressions of lack of fondness for the system, shall we say, was mitigated by his distrust of the medical community, and that, for whatever the reason, is what did him in. The fact, if I'd have known, and he hadn't felt well for a few weeks, and I could see it, and he was tired, and but we were doing so many things on the farm, I just figured, it was catching up to him a little bit, and he needed some time.
And but, he wasn't going to go to the doctor anyway.
He didn't. I brought him to the doctor. Well, I would have taken him to the hospital. If he'd have told me what really was going on, what happened, his carotid arteries were blocked, and one of them just exploded. He died in his sleep that way. But it just seems, you know, the old, if I'd have known then. But, yeah, you've just sort of hit the nail on the head. Would he have let me take him to the hospital? Mm-hmm. I would have prevailed on
him. And sometimes, you know, what was beautiful about it is he went fast, and he went out on his own terms.
Done.
He didn't have to suffer. He was sleeping. I mean, we should all be that lucky, actually.
I remember, not in a morbid way, by this time in the hour, I had Meredith and I had both driven up to, he lived in a cabin on top of a hill. And we drove up there, and we were sitting on the bed holding his hand. It was just Georgette and Meredith and me. And it was one of the most interesting realities, because it never seemed real. I didn't really think I was looking at Edgar. I was looking at some guy. Ed McMahon best described Edgar when he came to visit the farm as a guy out of Central Casting. He said Edgar looked just like a guy out of Central Casting. So anyway, it is Edgar that I'm thinking about this morning. It's 19 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond powder. Relief starts now.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
This is Adele, number one song during this week in 2011, her second big hit. What was the name of her first one, Jennifer?
Chasing Pavement.
Yes, thank you.
Michael is so
impressive, right? I said I thought this was her first big hit.
I thought
Michael
it was
said no. Chasing the Pavement. Do you have a, what is, I don't remember what Chasing the Pavement sounds like.
I don't either, Michael, since you're such an expert on Adele, maybe you could play us a little bit.
I'll look for it. See if we can find it.
Or just sing a little bit of it.
Yeah, sing for us, Michael.
You I'd rather have the original version if you don't mind. Crank it up, Michael! This is one of her many reflective. The songs she writes and records, I imagine she's got a great voice, but the stories are so penetrating for somebody who's 24 years old to have the experiences. She looks older, seems older. She's one of those old souls, I think, and that's where her talent comes from in part. So that's Rolling in the Deep. This was the first song, Chasing the Pavement. Mind, Jennifer. Should I give up or should I just
should I keep on keeping on, basically?
Pavement.
Keep on walking. Keep on
moving.
Pounding the pavement.
Yeah. Life's experiences. Life's teaching moments. That's what I think this song is all. That's why I, again, profess to be in awe of somebody. She's a kid.
Yeah, she's only 24-ish, right?
Yeah, I think she's maybe a little.
25.
She and Taylor Swift, although Taylor Swift's not as mature in her storytelling ability. She tells good stories.
Oh, yeah.
Of her experiences.
But she tells age-appropriate stories also.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
If she was
Adele,
a teenager,
yeah.
That made sense.
Right. But Adele and the stories that she's telling are far more profound about the human experience of love. And listen to the words here. Listen, crank it up, Michael.
Should I give up, or should I just keep chasing pavements, even if it leads nowhere?
Where does it go? Your day today, as you think about the sun coming up and you work your way through the day, do you have a plan? Or is there a plan for you, and can you influence that plan? Yeah. How many big songs? She's had half a dozen songs, and they all have the same haunting.
And the James Bond one, which she won some awards for.
Yeah, for James Bond. Yeah. All right, so anyway, we didn't we learn her last name through something, maybe because of the list of winners at the Academy Awards, Adele, and I want to say Knapp or something like that. I only remember seeing it that day.
Atkins.
Atkins, Adele Atkins. All right, I don't know where
Knapp. Knapp Atkins.
She's on a diet.
That'd be Atkins.
I know. All right. At any rate, you got to lighten it up somehow or other. Speaking of that, J-Lo and her, that foolishness, I'll talk about that in a minute with you, that whole business about the president of Turkmenistan and that stuff, plus a story about women and prescription painkillers, that's coming up in the next half hour here on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Reagan and Eric Erickson, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help, but the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Erickson.
Do you agree or not with the 5-4 Supreme Court decisions that basically upheld the legality and constitutionality of gay marriage?
On the court is so polarized now on social political issues that Justice Kennedy becomes the one person who on his own essentially decides these sorts of issues. Now, he got it right with DOMA. A great day for equality in America, even though it was a close decision.
I expected DOMA to be struck down, and I think it's ridiculous that the federal government can't use the various states. I mean, California wants gay marriage and Georgia doesn't, and they should be able to coexist, but they came to their conclusions and worked their way backwards. Prop 8, for people who are cheering it, they may want to step back and realize what the court just did. They've eradicated direct democracy in the country.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and Eric Erickson.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
After the hour on the Wednesday, July 3rd, 2013, Doug Steffen Good Day program. A different approach to the issues of the day, the important stories of the day, in that I'll try to give you a summary in each, usually 3 or 4 minutes at the beginning of each half hour, on 2 or 3 or 4 of the items that people are talking about. And then I want you to, with us, sort of take to your thoughts and open your mind and think, how do I really feel about that? And your expressions can be shared at 888-302-3684 or email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or Jennifer at DougSteffen.com or Ken at DougSteffen.com. Plus, Ken is monitoring the social media. Your important connections to us through Facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter at Good Day Show. So what's there, whether it be about Mr. Zimmerman or Mr. Snowden or any of the other things that are a part of our passion, Richie and people have good thoughts for him. What do we have that we want to summarize, Kenny?
Helen says that the Snowden thing is ridiculous. The U.S. needs to stop threatening the world.
Mm.
And on the other hand, Greg says the net around Snowden is getting tighter, and rightfully so. If he believes he broke no law and that what he did was correct, he should come here and face up to what he did.
I don't know that he talks much about the law. I don't think he understands that. I don't think he thinks he did anything wrong. And perhaps that's, is it the law or is it morality? Is it ethics? I mean, how moral is it for the government to be spying on its citizens? What kind of ethics does that take? Bringing that stuff into question doesn't make him a hero. It just makes him, he's a utility. And that's really where, for me, he's just a means to an end. He's meaningless in terms of the overall, the future of the country and all that other stuff. I think it's interesting to compare him, as some people have, to Bradley Manning. And I don't know if you've paid attention to that story, the trial, and how many people are at the site of the... Have you seen these stories about what's taking place outside the... I think he's being held in Quantico, if I'm not mistaken, isn't he? Somewhere in that... I think it's pretty close to Washington. And he's been there, he's been in jail, and they've just not prosecuted him. He's just sitting there rotting in jail. Mm-hmm. How do you get where are the good lawyers here? How is this kid just sitting in jail doing nothing and at the behest of the government? We're going to fix you. We're just going to leave you there.
Well, that's what the government's doing, probably regardless. Yeah. They're putting up so much legal red tape. I'm sure even if he had a great legal team, he'd have trouble.
Well, but that's your tax dollar and my tax dollar going to go after someone that most of us think ought not to be. I mean, at the end of the day, what happened? People say, well, he endangered U.S. agents. Really? That kind of goes back to the damage that was done by releasing all these NSA documents. How is it that anything has been damaged? or show us specifically, like they tried to with the NSA, okay, this, and this was thwarted because of us getting at the records, these NSA surveillance tapes, videos, audio, email, whatever it is. All right, so you gave us a couple of examples. Is it worth all of what it's taken from us? I don't know that I've been abridged. I don't know. I mean, I don't really know he's going to find out much by reading my email, other than, you know, what's going on in my business or my personal life. Not that it's anybody's business. And it isn't that I have anything to hide or don't have anything to hide. It's just nobody's business what I'm doing. It's no more my business. I don't know what Jennifer's doing in her private life, unless she wants to tell me. She can tell me.
Yeah, Michael's got his camera on. He knows.
But you know what I'm saying? Who cares? Why is it your business, and that's what it becomes, or the government's business, to sniff around in what I'm doing? Mind your own business. Get the hell out of my life.
No, I agree with you. When you first started talking about this, I used to think, well, who cares? I used to be kind of that school of thought.
Yeah.
Who cares? I'm not doing anything wrong anyway. If they want to look, that's fine. And to a point, if they think I'm in trouble for something, I give them every right to come in and take a look around because I am doing that thing wrong, and they can check that out. But when it got to the point where our cell phone calls are being recorded and everything is being tracked, I mean, we already know our online presence is being tracked, it does get scary because that's not what's the point of living in this country or following
right.
by the rules
there
of our
go.
Constitution, if we're not going to live by them. And
well,
that's what's really scary. What's next? If we start to accept this, then what's next down the road?
Well, you accept because of the drivel that comes from these politicians and bureaucrats who say we're doing it. It's burned. It's etched in my mind. Meredith had a great line once when we were talking about something that was close and near and dear. She said what I had said was etched in her heart. So I'm thinking about what was etched in my mind the day I was at the TSA. I mean, I've had run-ins with the TSA pretty consistently because my attitude isn't great when I'm with them. I kind of keep my mouth shut now because I know how to work the system. I know how to get through in 3 or 4 minutes, and so it's done over. Why stress yourself? But I can remember, and I'm going to describe her this way because it's the best way to describe her. This overweight black woman who was probably 29, 30 years of age, who had the most attitude of any human being I think I had run into in a long, long time. And she was just, that attitude was oozing out of her system. And so she was going to, I don't even remember. I went through the x-ray machine and they had me go back again, and I think there was a quarter in my pocket. Who's something silly like that?
Is that a quarter in your pocket?
Yeah, right, yeah. And so from that, this whole thing, I took the quarter out and I put it in the tray, and it didn't come out the other side. So I said, where's my quarter?
This isn't a collection play, buddy.
Yeah, right, exactly. You didn't put a quarter in there. And I looked at her, I said, yeah, I did put a quarter in there. Well, where is it then? I said, yes, that's the question.
It's and like a magic trick.
He's going to make it disappear. Yeah. So, we've heard the story of my phone being taken out of my bag and what happened with the TSA experience I had there. So, in the circumstance that existed, I'm looking at her and I said, I want my quarter. She says, you don't have a quarter. You didn't put a quarter in the thing. So I was really getting testy with her, and I said, you people are just a miserable excuse.
Wait, you said you people?
I did say you people.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
It's amazing you didn't get smacked.
Well, and then she looked at me and she said, it's for your protection that we're doing this. And I looked at her and I said, you know what? You are so full of it. This isn't for my protection at all. And if you're too young or naive to understand this isn't for my protection, then I'm sorry for you. But under the circumstances, all this is harassment. Listen to you. Watch you. Get your act. You're loving this because you've got power. You took a quarter from me. How do you feel about that? And she was so flustered, she didn't know what to say. So she repeated the line again. We're doing this for your protection. We sort of become prisoners of our own thoughts when it comes to stuff like that. And so, if anything, I was talking the last half hour about the death of Edgar, my best and great friend who was on the farm with me for 14 years a year ago today, he died. And so I'm thinking about what I've encountered for problems in the past year, how what he taught me has brought me to the point of overcoming a lot of them, and then thinking just in essence, I guess, of how it's like to live outside the box. Mm-hmm. Do you stay inside of you and who you are, or do you get out of who you are and display some courage? Because the courage is what gives you the power to face all of the difficulties you have. And it comes from the reserves of your mind, your body, your soul, your spirit. And what's more powerful than that? Do you give other people the power over you, or do you have your own power? And that maybe is something to think about in terms of America. We were the best example. We celebrate tomorrow what we were the best at up to the time when we declared our liberty and independence. We were the best of any group of people in the world that had done that to that point. And for a long time after that, we got better at it. We got stronger. And then somehow or other, things got corrupted and co-opted. And so what was courage in the face of real danger that became our reason for getting into World War II, and even there was some corruption in that, because Roosevelt, we all know, wasn't clean. There's a lot of stuff that went on. But it still needed to be done, and we were the ones to do it. And then after that, we sort of started to fall apart, whether we began to believe our own press or whatever it was. In the 50s, we went out, you know, looking for oil and doing all of the stuff that when you turn the table around now, you understand why people are as upset. Let me just give you an example of something that happened on this date in 1988. See if you remember this. When President Reagan issued a statement to the world, it was an apology to the Iranian people. He said, quote, "I am saddened to report that it appears that in a defensive action by the USS Vincennes in the Persian Gulf, an Iranian airliner was shot down over the Straits of Hormuz. We greatly regret any loss of life. 290 people had died on that plane. It was an Airbus, and somebody on the Vincennes mistook it for an F-14 fighter plane, a hostile F-14. So it was shot down. And so I say this, even though it was a mistake, what it did from that point to recently with the Iranian people was make us the baddest of the bad, the most horrible creatures. And that stuff gets played up. And anybody, it wouldn't have made a difference whether it was us or what had happened before when the Dutch and the English and the French were all into this expansion imperialistic mode. They were more formal about it than were we, because most of our stuff was all about and still continues to be about oil. And so we have enemies that we, you know, have created in a sense with the help of, you know, people like Ahmadinejad in Iran, who, you know, is an absurd puppet, but yet there's traction there, and then there's a story that goes with it, and then we hear all of this stuff. So how many of us have studied this? Do you know, did you remember, Jennifer and Kenny, that this happened to you? I when I saw this, I had forgotten about it.
Mm-hmm.
But there are countless examples of these sorts of things happening in the name of us and our business partners who are American companies. Not saying it's bad, but there are ways of doing it. It's kind of like, you know, when you have an argument with your spouse, there are ways of handling it. The right way and the wrong way. And this is the same thing, all right? So Reagan handled that very well. But the people were already pissed anyway because of other things that we'd done in the Persian Gulf in other countries that were over there that came about before Reagan was president. When LBJ was president, this country went really into the tank. It started going down, but Kennedy, you know, you all wonder what would have happened if Kennedy had lived.
Mm-hmm.
And the subject of speculation. In my lifetime, there have been three really horrible presidents. LBJ was the first, Bush was the second, Obama the third. And you know what? And they all have the same thing in common. Think about what happened when LBJ was president in Vietnam, right? And people say, well, what about George Bush in Iraq and Saddam Hussein? That was done because it needed to be done. He was right. They were right about that. They did that, and that was, it may have been, I don't know. I mean, you can argue about why we didn't finish it. But then Bush in getting involved in Iraq was completely inappropriate. And Obama staying in Afghanistan, completely inappropriate. But yet we stay there.
So what do you think the reason is? Because Obama said he was going to pull everybody out so quickly. What's the reason then? Do you think they know something that we don't?
Well, that's back to him being the Manchurian candidate and how it is that he's a puppet. More so, Bush was a puppet. LBJ was a puppet in a sense, but he was different. I mean, he's just, his motivation wasn't good. And an individual, he was just not. He wasn't a good, solid, moral, ethical guy. Bush, I don't know about. I'm now looking upon Bush as a different sort of creature or character now that he's gone. I don't say he was any better than I ever said he was, but he sort of has, at least as far as his critics are concerned, he sort of turned the tide on him by just saying, I'm not interested. Everybody's always trying to goad him into saying he did his thing. He got what he was going to get out of being president. And who knows what that means? What does that mean? Is he be a much wealthier guy because of it, because of some business connections of people that he helped? I don't know. His father became extraordinarily wealthy because of his connection to Carlucci and that, what's the name of the fund? Begins with a C. Anybody remember, Kenny? Do you remember the name of the Carlyle Fund? No, it wasn't Carlyle. Yeah, it is the Carlyle Fund. I'm pretty sure that's it. And Carlucci, who was secretary of something or other when Daddy Bush was president, created all these relationships with people around the world. And it all turned into a big payday for all of them. They've all made hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars because of the influence, of the peddling of influence. Bill Clinton did the same thing. Bill Clinton was broke when he got out of the presidency. He's worth $180 million today. Why is that? You think it happened by accident? What do you think is going to happen to Obama when he gets out? And that's what I'm saying. I'm saying we're all kind of played here, and you get your passions up. Oh, this guy, the godlike, these foolish people at Newsmax who write these ridiculous articles every month, and they have people who believe every word that comes out of their mouths, and it's all the same. You're all getting played. It's the same stuff. And maybe makes you feel better. Oh, yeah, I agree with that. But they have no beliefs. Those people are all in it to make money.
Okay, I know today's been a tough day for you, but ding, 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 ding.
All right. Anyway, so.
But where's my buzzer?
I made my point.
You did.
I hope I made
yes.
my point. And now the point is it's 10 before the hour and good day.
It's everyone's favorite meat day. Ken picked grill number one and got ribeye steak.
Ken, you can keep the steak.
Or
swap it
for the ribeye pork chop.
Pork is less expensive.
I'll swap it. Nicely done, Ken. You've won delicious pork and great value on
Swap.
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day Conversation Program at 51 after the hour.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling selling liquid CalMag vitamin D and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
After the hour on the Doug Gooday program, Shelley Palmer helps you succeed in this connected world, and it's Tech Talk time, so we can connect with the world in sort of a workshop fashion, creating a strategy for some people in this connected world. Shelley is here today to talk about PayPal launching a new mobile payment system, which is designed to dominate the extraterrestrial payment market. So this is going to be E.T. PayPal becomes E.T. All right, let's find out about that in a moment here on Good Day.
You've had 60-some-odd years to prepare for this moment. 60-some-odd years that added up to a squishy, squashy backyard squirt gun battle. And it's here, in this healthy little water war with your grandkids, that the question hits you. How did I get here? Is it just living in moderation or saving with gusto? Like getting 20% off your Rite Aid purchases every first Wednesday of the month with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus. 20% off Wednesdays helps seniors save big on water guns and everything else. Wellness 65 Plus also lets you accumulate points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. It's one more way Rite Aid is helping you stay here, now that you've actually gotten here. Here, soaking wet and slinking through your own rose bushes. Stop by your Rite Aid, enroll free, and save this Wednesday with Wellness 65 Plus. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, we might not be ready for commercial space travel, let alone colonization of alien planets, but that hasn't stopped PayPal from planning for that inevitable future. PayPal Galactic is a new form of mobile payments, which PayPal hopes will dominate the extraterrestrial payment market. It may sound like some goofy marketing ploy, but last week's announcement featured Buzz Aldrin and actually kind of makes sense. We're getting closer to making space tourism a reality, and PayPal wants to ensure that it is the preferred way to pay from space and in space. PayPal has teamed up with SETI, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, to help establish the beginning of a functioning society beyond Earth. Aside from establishing a future payment system for a future with space tourism, PayPal says there's already a need for a system like this to serve astronauts whose desire for good new music hasn't stopped just because they've left Earth. Before you go into outer space, make sure you know your PayPal password. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stebbins Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Have a good day. Next.
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
Shh. If people find out, we've got extra money.
Oh, sweetie, relax.
There you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa!
Plus it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
Yeah. The Hotels.com 4th of July sale. Now through July 4th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
They say you get what you pay for, meaning the less you pay, the less you get.
Not necessarily true. For instance, a lot of people pay less for car insurance by switching to GEICO, but get more than savings. They get satisfaction. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is at 97%. And that explains why I nearly got stepped on by some happy customers dancing in the street.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The 4th of July, very popular day. A lot of families are traveling all across the country. Before you pack up your car, though, tomorrow, Brian Osich may just spark up a few ideas to keep you safe and closer to home, in fact.
Many Americans celebrate the 4th of July by heading out on a road trip, but AAA's Nancy Kane says before you hit the highways, keep safety top of mind.
Always wear your seatbelt. Don't be a distracted driver. Distractions are a very common cause of crashes. So be alert at the wheel. Take breaks every 3-4 hours. And if you've got more than one driver, perhaps rotate drivers. Certainly if you're driving, avoid alcohol.
Since the 4th is this Thursday, GM's James Bell says many travelers are avoiding long-distance trips.
I think a great idea is to actually look at some stuff that's not so far away from home. It's a good time to go to some of the landmarks in your local area, enjoy the local economy, and have a good time.
And as fireworks spark up the sky, Bell also says now's a good time to think about another kind of spark, spark plugs. He says the spark plugs on your engine need to work properly to power your vehicle. Over time, they wear out, and this affects your engine's performance. For more, log on to GM.com. That's 0 to 60 from GM.
It's time to buckle in for Sears July 4th appliance event. Keep your hands and feet inside the ride, because you're going to want them for these scream-worthy offers, like 10 to 30% off appliances. Plus, hold on to your hats, because you'll also get supervised savings like 50% off a Kenmore Elite Front Load Laundry Pair, just $699.99 each. This is one July 4th ride that's sure to be
amazing!
This is Sears. Exclusive supply, see store for details. Offer valid 6/28 through 7/7. Gas drive, price, tire, optional. Pedestal sold separately.
So, Kenny, Russell Crowe's Twitter account has been hacked.
Yep.
There's a picture of a woman's private parts posted on his site.
That sounds like him, actually.
there was.
No, right. Apparently not. Some reference to Orthodox Jewish men and then bingo, gonzo.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.